Do you remember what you had for dinner two nights ago? What about the name of your fourth grade teacher? If you struggle with memory, there's a solution to help jog it. In fact, that's the solution: running. A study released by Brigham Young University and published in a variety of scientific journals suggests exercise can improve memory. Here's Dr. Jeff Edwards explaining the context behind their experiment.
Initially, what we wanted to do was to see what happens when you co-experience exercise and stress. So people study them in isolation, but that's not really realistic to humans, right? Because we have stress, and we can't always predict when the stress is going to come.
The study was done by monitoring mice and how they responded to exercise, which was the stress, and if that affected their memory at all. They were able to relate it to how humans can then respond to stress. It's a lot easier to study a mouse's brain than an actual human's.
It's potential that, you know, maybe it takes 3 days or 4 days where it becomes neuroprotective against stress. We did it for 30 days, you know, just to make sure that we were getting a good exercise effect in the animals before they were stressed. But what would be cool is in another study, cut that down and say, okay, is a week enough or 3 or 4 days enough?
So will that be enough to get you out of bed and start exercising? If you're like me and you need some extra motivation to get out of bed, there's a solution for you at BYU Idaho. It's called the Fit for Life program.
So we're teamed up with the Wellness Center. And basically, if you join the Fit for Life program, you have full access to the Wellness Center, meaning wellness coaches, fitness consultations, as well as fitness trainers in the gym.
That's Brady Oakey. He's a personal trainer for the Fit for Life program. For $25 a semester, you can have a personal trainer who is there to motivate you while you exercise. So you can channel that stress into working out and then apply that to improve your memory. Brady says learning in a class is not enough when it comes to fitness.
There's so much more to learn outside of school when it comes to physical exercise and things like that because it is such a hands-on subject. The most knowledge I've gained is from the hands-on experience.
To learn more about Fit for Life and the article by Brother Edwards, check out our Facebook page, just like BYU Idaho Radio. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Miles Prim.